AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
It's a disgrace. In the meantime, I'm stuck. I'm here.
Donald Trump leaving court after a dramatic day of testimony. Julie Walker has details.
Stormy Daniels strode into court for Donald Trump's hush money trial, not looking at him as the former president stared straight ahead, but when asked to ID him, she shuffled in her seat, looked around the courtroom, and pointed toward Trump, who looked straight ahead, lips pursed. Daniels testifying about a sex encounter she says they had in 2006. He said it did not happen. Daniels was paid $130,000 by Trump's then lawyer Michael Cohen to keep quiet during the presidential election. Prosecutors say Trump falsified business records to hide the nature of payments. Before court, he said not so.
Everyone's saying, oh, gee. That's the fraud. That's what they're trying to get us on. The fact that we call a legal expense a legal expense.
Julie Walker, New York.
Israeli troops have seized control of Gaza's Rafah border crossing. The White House describes it as a limited operation. The UN is warning of a potential collapse of the flow of aid. Meantime, Joe Fetterman has the latest on ceasefire talks.
Israel says the proposal that Hamas has submitted makes some small but very significant changes to an earlier proposal that Israel had endorsed. These focus on Hamas's demands for a complete end to the war, not a temporary pause, and a full withdrawal of all Israeli troops from Gaza. Israel is not ready to make those guarantees at this point. It says this would allow Hamas to regroup and rebuild its military capabilities.
Ukraine says it foiled a Russian plot to assassinate President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top military and political figures. Two colonels in the State Guard of Ukraine, which protects top officials, have been detained. And Vladimir Putin has begun his fifth term as Russia's president. He's the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Joseph Stalin. This is AP News. TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance are suing the U.S. government over the recently signed law that would ban the video sharing app unless it's sold to another company. And a look at the day on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks held relatively steady as trading on Wall Street calmed following some sharp swings recently. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Tuesday, its fourth straight gain. The Dow edged up 31 points, that's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Kenvue, the company behind Band-Aids and Tylenol, rose 6.4% after beating analysts' forecasts for profit and revenue. Disney sank 9.5% after reporting revenue that fell a bit shy of forecasts. Those companies were among the tail end of those reporting results for the first 3 months of the year. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note slipped to 4.46%. Seth Zutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.